Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Florin, and here he is, our producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen McSheldon.
Hello there, Monsignor O'Vlon.
How are we doing, all right? Happy St. Patrick's Day back at you.
Yep.
It's a good day. You know, I like the foods of St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. I love Irish soda bread. Big fan, and I love it with caraway seeds and raisins. Ooh,
see,
baby.
I like it with caraway seeds or raisin, not the two together.
All right,
I've had that, and that's a little.
You slather the butter on there, or what?
Kind of fleeting with the rye seed and the raisin in it. But I'll go either way.
Yeah, I love it, man. I just love it. And you know, and of course, 2 days later we have Saint Joseph. There's a lot of tradition behind that too. We have the svinj, which is like the pastry,
right?
And then there's these little balls they make. They're almost like you know, kind of mouth size. They're stuffed with cream, and they're delicious. Oh God, they're delicious too. I can't think of the name.
I know the sphingy with the custard, and I haven't.
Yeah, the Neapolitans make these. Yeah, the Neapolitans make them. But really great. You know, we celebrate tradition and how God is mixed up in tradition, like in our culture, where we're from, the way we celebrate holidays, the way we celebrate, you know, certain things in the family. Traditions are important. They kind of like narrate our lives, right?
They do, and they're embedded in us. You know, and you have your religious holidays, but you have your family traditions, your birthdays, your anniversaries, how you do the 4th of July. Those kind of traditions go on.
Yeah, exactly. And that's an important thing. So I think, you know, it's good to celebrate tradition. It's good to take a look at it and say, hey, you know, God's here kind of calling us in this rhythm. And this rhythm is how we kind of narrate our lives. You know, there's certain times of the year we don't have it. Other times it's like a big traditional day. That's one of these days today. That's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock. You know, no matter where we're from, we all have traditions, no matter who they are, where we are. We always have these traditions, and there's something beautiful about that. Like I love, you know, even like though I'm not like a particular thing, like in the Hispanic community where I live. Of course, I'm not Hispanic, right?
Right.
But I have this love of their culture, and I love like their food, and I love their stories, and I love like what's important. And even when I see like my Haitian brothers and sisters over there, same kind of thing. Like, wow, it's exciting to see like the things that they celebrate, you know?
You know, and it's so many traditions come down to food when we have celebrations. It's like, what do you make? What do you do? And it's kind of lost, you know, when like our Easter, we never had a set Easter. It could be lasagna, it could be ham, it could be turkey. And some people have that set Easter tradition of a food, and we never had that. But Thanksgiving is turkey, you know. Christmas is fish.
I think Easter is so huge, like in our lives, in the in the Catholic and the Christian world. I don't know if it needs a food. It's just huge, you know. It's giant. The resurrection is a big deal.
Yeah,
I don't know, but like all of these other days are great. You know, we have the St. Patrick's Day parade in the city. So CFN, you know, the network that I run, we do the parade. We do all of the narration and all of the stuff for the mass and the parade. A lot of fun for us. I don't know if you remember when I was a kid, they used to broadcast that Captain Jack McCarthy.
Well, I was just thinking, in high school, we marched that parade, and we were nominated Best High School Band 1 year, Kings Park was.
Well, so Sheldon, we were up against you, buddy. I was probably down the street.
You were probably
there. It was all way at the position. I think we were like position 14 or something, and I played the cymbals in the marching band. So I had a solo and everything in the Star Spangled Banner.
And it was cool pretty big because there were hundreds of high school kids. There were, you know, a couple of hundred high school bands there marching in it.
Well, we used to call it the St. Patrick's Day virus because everybody would be somehow how oddly sick that day in school. Yes. Yeah, very interesting. But beyond that day, you know, and today, it's really about tradition. We recognize the power of the traditions of our family, our culture, and how they kind of come together and make America great. We're celebrating tradition on Religion and Rock today, the power of how God works to our own lives. To start us off, this is the Beatles. It's called All Together Now.
Together now.
that's the Beatles all together now. And that's important too in our lives, to recognize that there are certain things we do all together. St. Patrick's Day is a kind of traditional feast like that. We all celebrate it together. It brings people together for these great days. And we thank God, a lot of these are religious holidays like Easter and Christmas, even Thanksgiving. You know, we have these times we come together that are important. They're important for us to come together. And tradition is really tied up in a lot of ways with coming together for a meal, to pray, to celebrate with family and friends. Those are the best things of life. And they're the things that are the rhythm of life that kind of bring us together and send us forth. And then we have those personal traditions, right? Birthdays and anniversaries, and even remembering those who've gone before us on the day they passed away. Those things are kind of beautiful things because they help us to remember our own tradition and how it mixes in with everybody else's tradition. It's about culture. It's about faith. It's about family. A lot of different things get mixed into tradition, but they're beautiful things, you know, and they're the things that help us to be who we are. So we don't run away from it. We celebrate and recognize that God is with us in the midst of that. Here's Bruce Springsteen. This is called Roll the Dice.
Come on, son.
funny. This is kind of like an opposite tradition song, because this is like, well, whatever happens, happens, right? We just see how it goes. What's interesting about that is sometimes, you know, we have these traditional things like, well, 4th of July, we always do this and we always have the barbecue and we always blah, blah, blah. Some 4th of July, you just say, well, whatever happens, happens. We'll see how it goes. And that, those can be beautiful days too. We can be like traditioned out sometimes, right? Where there are too many traditions and we always do it this way and we always do it that way. We're sort of living life with a script in our hands. Sometimes it's about free falling. Sometimes it's just about allowing things to happen the way they happen. And that's part of being human. That's part of the gift of the friends God gives us and the family God gives us. That sometimes these things just evolve and a beautiful day can happen, a beautiful moment can happen when there is no tradition. Not everything needs a tradition, but the ones that are the ones that sort of are the rhythm of our lives. They're the things that mark us and help us to move and help us to grow. And God gives us those moments, I think, to mark time, to mark important events. And yet at the same time, it's the everyday that helps us to roll the dice and recognize that God is with us in the everyday of our lives too. Here's The Who. This is called The Song Is Over.
I should have known it. She tried to find me. Our love is over. Gonna sing out. I'll sing my song. I'll sing my song to the wild open space. song is over, I'm left with only tears. I must remember, even if it takes a million years. The song is over. The song is over. Such an old note, pure and easy, playing so free like a breath rippling by.
Certain traditions just end in time. You know, the song is over. Like when we graduate from grammar school, we don't wear the construction paper hat that says happy birthday anymore, right? You know, we just kind of change a little bit. Or other traditions sort of end when maybe somebody passes and they go home to God, and it's just kind of over in that way. That's kind of new traditions form. When we grow up, we have our own family. It's not the same table that we sit around. There are lots and lots of different traditions that change over time, and we need to be able to acknowledge that. To try to stuff them back into our lives is not always easy. But I think there are other traditions that are the rhythm of our life that we kind of need in our lives, like Easter, like Christmas, like Thanksgiving. Those traditions, and of course, the religious part of that tradition, going to church and remembering what those holidays are really about, you know, those things really are important. They help us to realize that those things don't end. That's going to be around forever. But the reality of those little traditions that fill in between, yeah, they change and they adjust. And that's okay, because new ones pop up too. And that's a beautiful gift from God, reminding us that God is with us, calling us to new traditions in the midst of the old traditions, too. Hey, here's Joe Walsh. This is called Lucky That Way.
Got a good woman and she makes me happy. Most of the time I make her happy too. We decided we should live together, so we both said I do. And when someone says, hey Joe,
There's Joe Walsh, lucky that way. I think if we look at our lives, you know, I would replace the word with lucky with blessed, right? Because I think we're blessed in a lot of ways. I think the fact that we even have tradition in our lives gives us a reason, gives us a rhythm, as I said before. And human beings need that, right? We need a certain rhythm. I mean, we have a rhythm to getting up in the morning. We have a rhythm to spending an evening. But at the same time, like, tradition gives our lives kind of a rhythm, right? The rhythm of celebrating our anniversary and our birthday, the rhythm of remembering somebody who's passed. My mother's anniversary is today. She died on St. Patrick's Day. Imagine that. So it's interesting. Like, there's certain things that we recognize, but we're lucky that we have those things because we need those rhythms to help us to remember. You know, like, everybody else is having corned beef and cabbage today, and I'll probably have some too. But at the same time, I remember my mom today too. And I remember the beautiful gift of my mom. I'm grateful to God for the gift of my mom. And I just pray for her in a special way today. There's something kind of beautiful about that, right? It changes from the sadness of the memory to something that kind of wants to be grateful, that recognizes the power of how lucky we are to have these people in our lives, right? Those are part of the tradition of our lives too, that are good things and things worth celebrating. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about traditions in our lives. This is Thin Lizzy, the cowboy song.
I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. A starry night, a campfire light. The coyote call and the howling wind's wail. So I'll ride out to the old sundown.
It's okay, amigo. Just let me go. Riding near the rodeo.
We live our lives according to certain traditions too, right? So that if we are Native American, there are certain traditions, Hispanic, certain traditions, Haitian, certain traditions. I'm learning that firsthand in the parish where I live. We have five different cultures in the parish. And so it's very interesting to see like the Haitians and how they celebrate certain things, and the Hispanics and learning about those traditions, the Filipinos, the Italians, you know, all of that has a bunch of different traditions connected to it. And it's about celebrating them and honoring them in certain ways. I love that. I mean, I'm learning a lot about it. I'm learning not just about the food, but the things that are important, the different feast days in the world of faith that are very important to them. There's something great about that. Like, this is a world that's filled with that. And that's how we get through. You know, some of us are cowboys. Some of us are Italian. Some of us are Filipinos. Some of us are farmers. Some of us are city people. And when we put all of that together, wow, it paints a beautiful mosaic of the world, all the different gifts that God has given us and how they all add up into this wonderful kind of help one another position that we're called to take in life, that we recognize and honor each other's traditions and even learn a little bit about them so we have a better understanding. Hey, here's Metallica covering a traditional Irish song. It's called Whiskey in the Jar.
Produced cannonball to roaring. Me, I like sleeping, especially in my Molly's chamber. But here I am in prison. Here I am, the ball and chain.
So I guess we couldn't play any of the traditional Irish songs that you would hear in the Irish bars, right? But this is a good one anyway. You know, the struggle of humanity. A lot of Irish music talks about the struggle of families, the struggle of coming to belong, of understanding, and the struggle of conflict. Now, that's not just an Irish tradition, is it? That's the tradition, really, of every single culture that's ever been, that there's always struggle, that there's always ostracization, there's always poverty, there's always conflict. And somehow, in the midst of it all, with the help of others, we get through it. And I think there's something about that that's important in this world now that's very divided. You know, we're called to work together in some different ways. And sometimes the very small things can make a huge difference. The welcome of the stranger, you know, the openness we have to other people that we work with or go to school with, those things really make a difference. There's little things we can do that help the gospel of our Lord Jesus to kind of, you know, kind of take better root. And there's something good about that. We kind of need that in our lives. So no matter even what our faith tradition is, the idea of working together is an important thing, because I think that helps bring about a world of peace and understanding. That's certainly better than conflict and dismay, that's for sure. Hey, here's Lynyrd Skynyrd. This is called Good Luck, Bad Luck.
I ain't the son of a seventh son. Black cats won't cross my path. When good luck comes, I just watch it run, and it sure does run out fast. I wasn't born under no bad sign, but it was Friday the 13th. East, west, no, yes, hot, cold, tell you this, ain't nothing in between. It's either good luck, I'm the last to get it, bad luck, I'm the first. Hey.
Leonard Skinner, Good Luck, Bad Luck. You know, the other day, I got in the mail one of those moving violation tickets, you know, from a red light camera, where I didn't stop to a full stop until I made the right turn. And I got charged $150 for it, you know, and I was wrong. Like, they send you the video. It's a very nice video, well shot. And forget it, you know, guilty as sin, guilty as charged. There's nothing I can do. Now, that would look like a bad luck thing. But in a way, I thought about this the other day as I was driving on that same road. It's the road to the rectory where I live. I was stopping fully and counting to five before I made a right turn. Like, it sort of changes you into a good luck person. It makes you a safer driver. Like, so something bad that happens can sometimes turn into something good. I think of the people who give so much time to different charities, a lot of times because somebody they love or they themselves have gotten involved in something that's difficult. Breast cancer, Alzheimer's, something that's happened in their lives that's turned them to help others. Those kinds of moments are where God breaks in, where God helps us understand that, yeah, ultimately it is all for good. Ultimately, even the saddest things, the most difficult things, can be turned into a way to help others and make something good out of a terrible situation. Here's Billy Joel, The Ballad of Billy the Kid.
Virginia, rode a boy with a six gun in his hand, and his daring life of crime made him a legend in his time, east and west of the Rio Grande. And his age and his size took the teller by surprise, and the word spread of Billy the Kid. Well, he never traveled heavy, yes, he always rode alone, and he soon put many older guns to shame. Law just could not seem to track him down, and it served as a legend well for the folks they loved to tell about when Billy the Kid came to town. It did. And the cowboys and their kin
like the sea came pouring in to watch the hanging of Billy the Kid. Well, he never traveled heavy. Yes, he always rode alone. And he soon put many older guns to shame. Underneath the Boot Hill grave that bears his name, from a town known as Oyster Bay, Long Island, rode a boy with a six-pack in his hand. And his daring life of crime made him a legend in his time, east and west of the Rio Grande.
Love that song, Ballad of Billy the Kid. You know, talking about growing up, really, right? And how in all of our lives, there are those different ways and different moments where we sort of grow into who we are today and how we become who we are. I was looking at some old photographs not long ago. I was printing some pictures up for my dad, and I found some pictures from way back that were kind of scary, like my prom pictures and stuff like that from high school. And I said, yeah, well, that's like a rite of passage, right? The senior prom is sort of a rite of passage. We have those different moments in our lives, college graduation, you know, the day we got married, whatever it is. Those moments are those moments of rite of passage where God is there and saying, yeah, here's a moment in your life, buddy. I'm making sure that you remember this forever. And we can go back to it and remember it. And sometimes, you know, a little cringe-worthy photograph like I looked at the other day of me in a tuxedo at like 18 years old. Yeah, very different. But the reality is, no, those were good days. Those were days that were blessed. They were days that helped us to become who we are now. And God continues to, you know, walk with us every day. But those different moments, those different traditional moments of our life help us to grow into who we are. And we have to kind of afford other people that same opportunity and encourage our kids to do those kinds of things that help us to grow up in the right way and understand that God's with us all the time. Here's Eddie Vedder. This is called All the Way.
Don't let anyone say that it's just a game, for I've seen other teams and it's never the same. When you're born in Chicago, you're blessed and you're healed the first time you walk into Wrigley Field. Our heroes wear pinstripes, heroes in blue, give us the chance to feel like heroes too. Forever we'll win, and if we should lose, we know someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. We are one with the Cubs we're in love. Yeah, hold our head high as the underdogs. We are not fair weather, but foul weather fans. Like brothers in arms in the streets and the stands. There's magic in the ivy and the old scoreboard. The same when I stared at as a kid keeping score. In a world full of greed, I could never want more. And someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, 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 someday we'll go all the way. And here's to the man and the legends we've known, teaching us faith and giving us hope. United we stand, and united we'll fall.
down to our knees the day we win it all. Yeah, Ernie May said, oh, let's play tune. Oh, did he mean 200 years? In the same ballpark, a diamond, our jewel, the home of our joy and our tears. Keeping traditions and wishes made new. Place where our grandfathers, fathers, they grew. A spiritual feeling if I ever knew. And if you ain't been, I am sorry for you. When the day comes for that last winning run, and I'm crying and covered in beer, I look to the sky and know I was right to think someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. Someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. Oh, someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way.
Eddie Vedder is a big baseball fanboy. His team is the Chicago Cubs. Talking about the tradition of the sports, right? And that's an important thing, too, that America kind of runs, actually the world kind of runs on the tradition of sport, right? We have baseball season coming up again, people getting excited about that. Games are already on TV. I remember being in Rome one night and looking for a place to have dinner. And I went to a restaurant that I go to a, you know, a lot when I'm there, one of my restaurants I kind of go to. And like, there's nobody there. There's like one waiter there. And I said, what's going on? He goes, football tonight, football. So it was a soccer game, and the team was playing, and that was it. Like, Rome stops. Sorry, nothing's going on. There's a football game. Like, that's amazing how that happens in our lives. That, like, different games, different sporting events are a tradition that's really important. Think of the Super Bowl just a little while ago, right? You know, the world kind of hinges on the Super Bowl. Everything kind of stops. There's something amazing about that. No other life, no other show can kind of do that kind of thing, but a Super Bowl, a World Series, a regular game can pull people away, and we kind of celebrate that tradition. Not a bad thing, a good thing in a way, that helps us to relax and understand and sort of be America's pastime, right? That we can find relaxation and rest in the midst of sport is a good and blessed thing. Here's our old friend Jimmy Buffett. This is called Love and Luck.
Try a little love.
There's our old friend Jimmy Buffett, love and luck. Yeah, with a little love and luck, we get through a lot in our lives. We celebrate traditions, you know, and there's something beautiful about celebrating that. So don't forget St. Joseph's. Even if you're not Italian, celebrate this great saint, you know, and recognize the power of how he changed the world. And the Irish Day today, this great feast of St. Patrick's, not just for the Irish, but for all of us, the power of how God works in our lives, how God calls us to more, and the rhythm of our life. You know, the rhythm is such an important thing, to have a rhythm, to have that say, okay, next Friday we do this, because every year we do this on Friday. Or, you know, to say goodbye and say, I love you. Those kinds of traditions are so important because those are the things that narrate our lives. God's with us all the time, you know, and we're called to recognize the power of tradition in our lives. So have a little piece of Irish soda bread today and a sphinge later on in the week to celebrate St. Joseph. It's all about the power of tradition, how God works every day. And as we do that, we kind of get through life helping one another to see the many gifts that are all around us. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan. It's engineered and produced by the great man of tradition, Mr. Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone. And don't forget, say a prayer.